Hello.
Yes, hi, this is Jerry calling from Paulino International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threat and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, apartment, condominium, manufactured, or mobile home?
Single.
Okay. And do you own or rent?
Own.
Now, please tell me, what year was your home built?
58.
Okay, thank you. Now, have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property? For example, roofing upgrades, impact windows, structural upgrades? Okay. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
20+.
Okay. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, category hurricane 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
Yeah.
Okay. Which one?
I actually don't know what category. I mean, I've lived here through a lot of them, but like been in the heart of any, no.
I understand how it
Yeah.
works. Okay. Now, continue with the survey. Have you or any adults in your household lived on a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
Okay. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding haze? Or do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Okay. Now, if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Shutters, pull everything inside, food, have everything ready for extended periods of time.
Okay. Now, when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane warning is issued, or your home is already preparing and could be secure within a few hours?
Could be secure within a few hours.
Okay. Now, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from a hurricane? Do you feel very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Okay. Now, please select your top three sources of information. Internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, print media, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp.
Probably internet news.
Okay, and probably another source of information.
News TV.
TV. Okay. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being less prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness from 1 to 5? Hello?
I said five, sorry.
Sorry. Okay. Now, have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm? For example, property taxes, loss of income or employment, cost of insurance, cost of food and other essentials, transportation costs, cost of housing or childcare.
No.
Okay. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Okay. When will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never.
If we're ordered.
Now, if you need to evacuate, where would you go? to a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you will not leave any under any circumstances?
Probably a relative that's not within the projected path.
Okay. Now, how many vehicles are available in the household?
3.
Okay. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
That's okay. Now, how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Are you certain that you'll come up, probably, or not come up with that amount?
Certain. Oh. Yeah,
okay.
Certain.
Now, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Decrease or increase?
Increase.
And increase more than 10% or less than that?
Less.
Okay. What about the last 1 to 3 years?
No, it's been a slow increase. I've been lucky.
Okay. Now, as a result of this increase, what actions do you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing, just continue paying the higher rate?
I just continue paying the higher rate.
Okay. Now, if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, 80 to less than 100, 60 to less than 80%, less than 60%.
I don't really understand the question.
That's okay, no worries. Now, which of the following will you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Do you consider moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or you will not move from your home?
I wouldn't move, no.
Okay. Now, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider if your mortgage was paid off? Yes, no, or you already dropped your insurance?
No.
Okay. Now, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
It starts with state.
State government?
I believe.
Okay. Now,
I probably should know that.
Okay. Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced from 1 to 5?
By 3.
Okay. Now, how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk from 1 to 5?
5.
Okay. Now, how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
5-2.
Okay. How much confidence do you have that new development take into account flood risks?
2.
Okay. And how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
3.
Okay. We almost finished with the survey. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
I believe it, but I don't think I'd be impacted.
I understand. Now, if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, or increase both income and property taxes?
Probably income.
Okay. Now, most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surge. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderate, somewhat, slightly, or not at all concerned?
Slightly.
Okay. Now, when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood, schools, crime, taxes and fee, walkability, price, proximity to other family, proximity to job, flood zone, insurance rate. You can choose up to three.
Oh, okay. That would be the neighborhood, the school, and did you say flood zone? Because that was a factor for us. We did consider flood zone.
Yes, flood zone. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year, between 1 to 3, 3 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, or more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
Okay. Finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age between 18 to 34, 35, 54, 65, I'm sorry, 55, 64, or 65 or older?
35 to 44. 50.
Okay, thank you. And what is your gender, just for the record?
Female.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Three.
Okay. How many people are under 12 years old?
One.
And how many people are 65 or older?
Zero.
Thank you. Now, what is your marital status?
Married.
And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
College.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic? Okay, thank you. Are you of Hispanic Latino descent?
No.
Okay. What racial group do you identify yourself with?
White Caucasian.
Thank you. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Thank you. And last one, please tell me which is the income range for your household? Under 20,000, 20 to less than 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or over $100,000?
Over 100.
Thank you. These were all the questions I have. Thank you very much for your response, and hope you have a nice day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.